You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned. Up next is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud.
Hello, this is Derek White Sky Cloud, and you're listening to Between Two Worlds on BBSRadio.com. And we're going to do a bit of the paranormal this week. We have a very special guest. I've got a very special guest. His name is John Barrange. He's actually, well, let's put it this way. Let's talk about this fellow. He's a psychic medium and an illusionist. Okay, so life is an illusion. It's kind of funny because his last name is Barrange, and actually someone said to me, is he Barrange? But actually, he's a Barrange, M-A-R-O-N-G-E. Now, in case you haven't heard, John is at it again. John has been keeping himself busy the last couple of years by learning how psychic fraudism, yes, folks, fraudism works, and starting a seminar called Psychic Pros and Cons. If you don't know about John, he is a real psychic being that was tired of all the fakes and frauds that were taking advantage of the general public and wanted a way to truly put these people out of business and or behind bars, because basically I know what John's talking about. John says that he's looking forward to teaching consumers ways to protect themselves so that they won't be scammed out of their hard-earned money. John was born in New Orleans and was raised on the Bayou La Horche in southeast Louisiana. And at the age of 14, John discovered that this world that we see our eyes wasn't the only world that we exist in, that in fact the world of spirit is conjoined with this world, wherein some of those world energies bleed over from time to time into the other. Now, armed with the fact that these two worlds, my show Between Two Worlds, go figure that one, these two worlds, John looked into people being another contributing factor. It's not just good people, but there are others in our world that strive to take advantage of people in the emotional distress. And this way. Now, with his knowledge of all three of these factors, John intends to bring you into this world, a world of psychic phenomena, ghosts in the spirits, con men in the men and women, illusions, and voodoo. Now, John's been mixed with, he gets himself mixed with all kinds of stuff. I've known this guy for a few years. He's been on APSR Radio, which also APSR Radio is our another sponsor of our radio program that picks us up on. We'd like to welcome APSR Radio for actually carrying us over. We also have also Australia Radio that also pick us up on their program up down under. So it's kind of cool to have John here. And I get to talk to John this time on my show instead of John being interviewed and somebody else. John, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Derek.
How's it going, my friend?
Oh, man. I've just been keeping busy.
Of course you are. Now, you are being from New Orleans. Actually, the first question is asked you. You're born in New Orleans. Are you living in New Orleans now?
No. Actually, I live up in Pennsylvania now, in between two mountains. That way I don't have to worry about too many hurricanes here.
Yeah. Now, do you have relatives in New Orleans?
I still have my family down in southeast Louisiana. They just went through Gustav. They were scared really bad by Ike.
Yeah.
And, they're hard-headed, though. They're Cajun all the way through and through, and they decided to ride out Gustav and stay against my better judgment, my pleas. But it's all good. They're fine.
Good. I'm glad to hear you're doing good. Now, I know you've been busy, and all you work as a psychic medium, just like myself. And actually, my producer just finished telling me they actually have a caller calling in, so you're ready for some readings.
Oh, I guess we can give it a try. I haven't actually done any readings in quite a while, but
let's
give it a go and see where everything goes.
Yeah, well, let's play catch up a little bit here. Are you ready for that?
Sure, why not?
Okay, we got a caller calling in. The caller still there? Hello? Is there a caller on hold? Is there a caller there? Hello, caller? I don't hear that person in the background. Maybe they hung up. Anyways, yes, let everyone know in the rooms. Anybody actually want to also welcome those in the Peltalk chat room and those actually in the BBS radio chat room. Those of you actually will want to get a message or ask John Mirage any questions, please give us a call in. The toll-free numbers are, I'll give you full toll-free numbers, folks. Toll-free numbers are 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Please call in. Those in Canada is also 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Those international callers calling in, 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Now, even though you said your family actually did survive the hurricanes, now, do you make predictions at all?
Every now and again.
You do?
Every now and again. Something will just come through that's relevant to, like, a situation that's forthcoming. You know, it's not quite gotten here yet. I haven't really gotten a lot of doomsday prophecy kind of thing with the fires and the earthquakes and stuff. I've been trying to keep things on a positive tip. Rather than scaring everybody, you know, I'd rather keep everything positive and, you know, and that's the kind of energies that I've been working with lately and bringing in because, you know, laws of attraction and all that stuff. And with my previous work, you know, I was working myself to the bone.
Yeah.
And I kind of burnt myself out for a while. I found myself being in this whole negative swamp. So now I look at things positively, you know, universal energies bringing me the things that I need in order to do my job. And so far it's working. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed about it. And how do you feel about, you know, the laws of attraction and stuff like that?
Well, me, laws of attraction, well, let's put it this way, I feel they actually do benefit us. If you think about it, we have a lot of people in our lives that we meet that we don't know why we see them. Why we meet them, you get those feelings in your chest saying, somewhere, I've seen you somewhere before. That's your laws of attraction. And I was starting to feel that both you and I have actually met before.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying from this life, but even previous lives, and we just somehow make connections.
I believe that. I really, truly do believe that because when we met before in this lifetime, you know, I felt like this instant bond with you.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, I need to talk with this guy. And you were like, can you call me?
Yeah.
God, we used to spend hours on the phone sometimes just talking about everything.
Yeah.
You know, which I thought was great.
Yeah, it does help a lot, doesn't it?
Kind of miss those days, and I'm sorry I disappeared off the radar for a while.
No, actually, I was kind of curious where you've been. I didn't know where you were, and it was kind of like, here, I thought, well, maybe John's busy doing his thing. So, you know, what can I say? You've got to get it up there, and eventually you'll probably hear from me again. I'm going to be at the convention up in Las Vegas, October the 24th and 25th.
Well, I'm hoping to be there.
Okay, folks, let you know out there, there's actually going to be a big, huge, called a Paracon, Paranormal Convention. I'm going to be there. I'm going to fly up to Las Vegas to go to be part of one of the speakers to talk about Canadian ghosts, eh? We're going to bat, eh? Yes, they asked me to come up. I'm looking forward to come up there and to do my very first convention in Las Vegas. I never thought I would be there, but I'm going to be there, folks. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to it. And I hope you come down yourself because it's, any other folks that you're listening to the show, please come down. It's in Las Vegas, October 24th and 25th. Now, if you go to the website is called Paracon, P-A-R-C-O-N. Paracon, and it is actually a everything to do with the paranormal. And there's going to be all kinds of events happening there. I just got the phone call about it a few hours back, so I've still got to do more research on it. But I did say yes. I couldn't turn them down because there's a good friend of ours, yours and mine, Scott Christensen. About 6 months ago, he told me that he sees me doing some traveling, and he said, don't turn this down. So I didn't. And for some reason, I think this is it, to make that trip something that is most unusual of all. So I'm not turning this one down. I really strongly feel something's going to happen for me, and it's going to benefit all of us.
Definitely. So, and if you don't feel like you're busy enough, you know, I can always take you on as some help also. I have plenty of work to spread around right now.
Oh, definitely. It's good to do. And, you know, when you think about it, you're going to Vegas. You know, when you go to Vegas, we're going to have a lot of ghosts to deal with.
Yeah, and actually, I may actually bring my little ghost box with me to see what happens over there in Vegas, too, because I've been doing a lot of experimenting.
Do you have Frank's box, that particular one, the one that Frank made?
No. A friend of mine, my name's Laura Kimberly, actually sent me one. Just a couple of weeks ago. It's a Radio Shack hack, little 470 thing, but I didn't know what to think about it at first, but, you know, it changed my mind. I've actually been in touch with Frank, the inventor of Frank's Box.
Yeah.
I know this sounds strange, but the box actually gave me a phone number. It was like, call him. And I'm like, okay. I pick up the phone, dialed.
Yeah.
And freaked his wife out.
Yeah.
It's been interesting.
I know. I actually had Chris Moon on my show, and I was talking to my mother and my father in spirit from that box, and I knew it was my mother's voice. There's no way anybody could tell me, because you walk in as a skeptic first. We both know that. We all come to any site as a skeptic first. And it blew my mind. It just blew my mind the way this whole thing turned out. But let's talk about you first. Now, the thing is that you have done some stuff in the past, and as far as paranormal investigating is concerned, what are the most I would say, let's go to the most scariest area, the most traumatic one, I guess, or dramatic one. What's the one that really got you that you would never forget?
I guess about 4 or 5 years ago now. Oh, wow. No, 6 years ago. Time flies whenever you're trying to live in both worlds at once. I was taping a television show. They were trying to get it on air. The name of the program was Sanctuary. And we went to investigate this one house here in Pennsylvania. We're still under contract not to disclose the location because the landlord didn't want people going running around this old abandoned house.
Yeah.
Safety reasons. But that place sticks out in my mind, like, big time. The shadows walking around, voices, people getting touched, things moving. The air in that place, as soon as you step onto that property, was just unbelievable.
I think I have a caller calling in. Can you hold on there, John?
Yes.
We have a caller calling in. Caller, are you there?
Hello, yes. Hello, this is Frank.
How are you doing?
Much better, much better. Just letting you know, I went to court on September 17th, and it was continued till October 15th.
Good.
And my attorney, his name is Silvio, and looks like, what do you think? You think he's going to do a good job, or?
Well, you know what? Instead of asking me that, how about you ask John? John's also taking me in to see what he says to you.
Okay.
Want to go for that?
All right.
Okay, John.
I'm going to concentrate on this for a second here and see what I can come up with for you. I think things won't turn out exactly how you expect, but I believe your attorney's going to do a very, very good job for you.
Okay.
I don't know if there's a money issue involved here, but it looks favorable for you. So that would definitely be a good thing.
So that makes sense.
Yes, it does. John, you're right on. It has to do with an estate, and basically one of my siblings stole the entire estate.
Wow. Well, it's in your favor, my friend.
Yes, and we're planning to file a revised petition within the next week or so.
Good. Keep up the good work. Let us know how things turn out.
Everything will
that will go off without a hitch. I believe there's one family member actually that's trying to stop it, but I think everybody's just going to tell that person, just, you know what, you need to back off, you were wrong, and everything's going to go through fine.
And do you see it settling within a week, a month, 2 months, 3 months?
I'll just put it to you this way. You're going to have a very, very good Christmas.
Oh. Yeah, I know, my friend.
And, John, what is your name?
My name's John Mirage. And my website, if you want to go to my website, it's www.marong.com. And if anybody wants to contact me by email, I'll give out my personal email address.
Yeah, go for it, John.
All right, it's John, J-O-N, at Mirange, MARONGE.com. And if you can, Frank, just let me know how things went.
I sure will. It just, after this, I've been very stretched financially. I've been very frugal. But after this, there's a lot of things I want to do, and one thing, too, is just build up my intuition as well.
Good.
Because I am a number five. I got 3 fives.
Oh, you got angels on your side.
Yeah, a little bit. All right, gentlemen, thank you very much, and I feel good, and I'm going to get back to work, and God bless you all, both.
Well, take care.
You too, Frank.
Bye. Yeah, and that's wonderful. See, I always like to give people second confirmations. You know, it's not always just depending upon just myself as well. And you're not off, John. You're doing pretty good.
it's been a while, you know.
Yeah, it was yesterday. It was just a while.
I know. I've just been too busy, you know, learning how the fakes do it. And I found myself in this paradox now where, you know, hey, when I'm given a reading, you know, there's things that you look for when fakes are given reading. You know, don't do
that. I'm coming across a lot of people like that pretend to be and are not.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, with Sylvia Brown getting out there, which that's a whole nother story, and tomorrow I'll actually have a clip up. But once she started getting out there and John Edwards is out there, you know, one morning, everybody just woke up.
We just got a caller calling in. Hang on, John. You ready for another call?
Sure.
Come on in there.
Hi, Derek. Hi, John. How are you both?
Good. Who am I talking to?
My name is Lisa. Derek, I called in a few weeks ago, and you told me something, and it happened, and I wanted to call and say that it did, and I wanted to say thank you.
Well, you're most welcome.
So I just wanted to let you know that, and I just wondered if there was anything that you'd like to let me know about today.
Well, John, you're my guest, my friend, so would you want to share this with her?
Okay. Right away, I don't know why, I'm getting this across, but the first thing whenever I heard your voice and you were saying thank you was like a child. And I'm not saying that you're going to have a child anytime soon, because I've had women run off at the radio shows whenever I've brought up children. And
I'm going to go to a baby.
Yeah,
I have two sons. I promise I'm not having any more.
Right. Well, what I wanted to point out is your youngest son. Does he seem like a little different? Does he seem like he's a little more connected, like intuitively? Because that's being pushed across to me right now. Like your son, he has a special ability, sort of like Derek and I share.
It's possible. If it is, he hasn't really shared that with me. If it's my other son, he's only 20, so he may not be as willing to be open to that, perhaps.
He may not be aware of it yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's coming.
Okay.
A lot of people have been waking up. It's what I call it. It's like this awakening inside of them. And at first they start thinking about doing something a little humanitarian, something a little charitable. And then they start trying to help out friends more and more and more, and then they realize that something's going on inside of them. So tell them you've got a lot of blessings to look forward to.
Well, that's good news. Very good news. I have been working very, very hard, and I just wondered, do you see me perhaps making a residential move or anything?
Not anytime too soon.
Okay.
I do believe that you will move eventually, but not within the next year or two.
Okay.
Like you're kind of trying to plan out for. Things happen, but it happens for good reason. So I believe that you're going to be able to move into, and I'm not going to say it's your dream house, but there's something coming, and I don't know what it is about your career that's actually going to take you there. It's work that you are doing. So there's this definite vibe saying that you're going in the right direction. You're headed to the right place. Just don't be disheartened. Don't give up so soon.
Well, thank you.
You're most welcome.
Take care now, and thanks again. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
folks. I'm sorry. We end up getting caught into a situation here. For some reason, one of my our lines got cut off, and we had to change phone lines. Now, I want to share a commercial with you before, because this is one of my sponsors that I want to cover. But basically, we talk about B-Hip drink. Actually, it's an energy drink, and it's no caffeine in it. No caffeine whatsoever. And other types of caffeine drinks do exist, but we're trying to create something that here is actually all talks about natural energy, natural, non-chemical. Because I've actually noticed there's a lot of people actually are, you know, taking these caffeine drinks a lot, and they end up don't realize they get sick a lot. So this way here, having something actually natural will benefit you even more. It's called B-Hip, B-H-I-P. Now you can actually get B-Hip on the available. You can have it actually order it. The company itself is actually will eventually get it brought out into the stores. But at this moment, it is available, and you can reach B-Hip Global. It's actually bhipglobal.com. bhipglobal.com, and we will talk about more about B-Hip next week. So we're going to continue on, because we basically need to get caught up in some of our time here. So because of some of these shutdowns, we've also got John Mirage, who's actually one of our psychic mediums and paranormal investigator. This man here has been busy doing his work. He's actually originally from New Orleans. And John, you still there?
Yes.
Good man. Now we also want to do too is I'm also going to we have a caller calling in who also wants to ask a question. So we have a caller there. Caller, are you there?
I am.
Okay, who am I speaking to? Where are you from?
This is Zita in Minneapolis.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine, how are you?
Good, so what can I do for you, Zita?
Well, I'm in line, or I just applied for a new position at work, and I'm one of about 11 people who've applied for it, and I'm wondering if I have a good chance of getting it.
Well, why don't you, we want to ask John and see what John says.
Absolutely, if he's there.
John?
Yeah. Let's see, I'll just take a quarter out of my pocket here and flip it for you.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I've been doing it all day. I had a dime, though. I didn't have a quarter.
Did you go through the flower petals yet and ask the magic eight ball? No, I'm just picking. It seems like you do have some tenure with this job, which is taken into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that you're going to get, all I'm being told is that you're going to get within the top three.
Okay.
After that, they're not showing me anything.
Okay.
So I'm sorry I couldn't answer that question for you fully.
Oh, that's okay.
But the thing is that being in the top three means that you're still in the running for it.
Right. Okay.
I don't know if, did another male apply for this position?
I don't know who applied for it. They won't tell us.
Okay.
I just know 11 other people have applied for it.
Okay.
But I've been with the company the longest.
Yeah, it's pulling a male energy thing, but so that's telling me that your basic competition is going to be a guy.
Okay.
But just call it a gut feeling. I really don't think you have anything to worry about.
Okay, good. Is there a decent raise involved with this if I do get it?
It's not going to be like a considerable amount.
Okay.
But it'll definitely make paying the bills a lot easier.
Good.
You should start having some money left over. You know, and stop the paycheck to paycheck kind of thing.
Okay. That's what I'm doing that now. Yeah. Okay. One other question. Do you see, I'm just ending a relationship with someone. Do you see another relationship coming up at all?
I'm usually not really good with relationship advice.
Okay. I'm not either.
The best piece of advice I can give to you right now is just to start concentrating on yourself. The right person will come along, but you know, you just need to start concentrating on you a little bit. Find out what makes you happy.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, and the feeling that I'm getting with that is you've just been trying to, you've been having a tough time, you know, trying
yes.
to figure out exactly what's going to make you happen, exactly what you want to do also.
Mm-hmm.
So, just...
Just sit back and relax and take care of me now.
Right.
Which is what I'm doing, which is why I applied for this job, to be honest.
And you're doing good.
Yeah,
just relax a little bit and relax your mind a little bit more. Don't
okay.
let it worry about a whole bunch of stuff because you're actually getting it done now.
I am, and I do believe that. I do believe that.
And
well, but sure.
Keep positive. You know, really
Absolutely.
Believe that. You know, more money's going to be coming in. Or believe right now that more money is coming in.
To me, right now that's a priority because I want to sell my house in the next couple of years. So in order to do that, I need to fix it up.
Right.
So the extra money will help toward that. Good.
Right.
Okay. Well, so that takes care of my questions. Good job,
right,
John.
Cool.
I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you again. Have a
for
good
sure
night.
We will. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, you got her attention. See, you're not out of it there, John. You're right in that loop. You know, it's like riding a bike.
Yeah. I just,
Your bike is a unicycle.
Yeah, and I'm still kind of riding that unicycle with scant knees, you know.
We have another caller calling in.
Okay, great.
Dollar, are you there?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, who am I speaking to? Where are you from?
My name is Kathy. I'm calling from West Virginia.
This is Kathy from West Virginia, John.
Hi, Kathy,
would you like
how
to
are
know
you?
John?
Excuse me?
What would you like to ask John?
Okay. It's a question that it's really got me and my friend confused. Today, she received a phone call, and it was from a gentleman by the name of Jamal. I don't know a Jamal, and she don't know him, but he wanted my home phone number, and she would not give it to him. She told him she had my home phone number and cell phone, but she was not going to give my number out. Well, he wanted her to call me and ask me if it was okay for him to have my number, and he was supposed to call her back. Well, he's never called back. We're trying to figure this out, who this is, if an ex of mine is behind this, or what is going on here.
Okay, I believe your daughter did the right thing.
Excuse me?
I believe she did the right thing by not giving the phone number.
Right.
Because there's something that just, it's not rubbing me the right way. Maybe this guy wanted to try to, you know, maybe reverse look up your house or something, to find out exactly where you're living.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't know with your ex if you've changed residences.
Uh-huh.
But it's not good. You know, I'm not feeling anything good from this person calling.
So my ex didn't have nothing to do with this.
I can't say that for certainty. Because I'm just getting the overwhelming feeling of no about the entire situation. Like, you know, your daughter needs to put this person that's calling on ice. You know, just, you know, I'm sorry. Don't know you. I don't care what this is about. You know, just leave us alone.
Mm-hmm.
That way he stops calling her.
Yeah, because we don't even know how he even got her number.
Well, it's easy to look up anybody's number, especially if she's still... Did she go to school?
No. Oh, no, no. I mean, her number is listed, but see, my number's non-publish, so he can't get mine.
Must be either going to school or a business or like a place, location, but they must have found her somehow or her number somewhere from someone else
and it's been passed around. So, you know, I would say to be on the alert in that area to make sure that, you know, sometimes what they do is they like to make sure that somebody's not in the house and they can actually go in there and invade it.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And not only that, you know, I've learned a whole bunch of cons
mm-hmm.
through my underground time in the last few years. And one of the most prevalent cons that have been taking place, like, recently is somebody watching maybe a family member's house, you know, they'll go and look down the street and see, okay, well, there's this woman living here. Well, is she living by herself or not? Okay, let's see if we can get her phone number.
Mm-hmm.
We'll call her, say that she maybe won something. You know, she's got a package at the post office that she needs to go pick up. And then before you know it, you leave to go grab that package mm-hmm. because you... And you come back home, your TV's missing, your stereo's missing, or if worse, there's actually been some rapes involved in some scams like this also.
Right.
So the best thing to do is tell your daughter, if this guy does happen to call back,
mm-hmm.
leave her alone. She has a phone number. She'll press charges.
Okay.
You know, they'll find them.
Right. Okay. Okay. And
it's a law thing.
Okay. And I have another thing.
Okay.
My ex is kind of like got himself in some trouble with some law, but it happened before we got together.
Mm-hmm.
And, we just recently broke up 2 weeks ago. Well, it was 2 weeks today.
Okay.
Do you see the law eventually catching up with him?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Do you see when?
It's going to be very soon. Very soon. I'm willing to stake my reputation that it's going to be within the next week.
Is it going to happen in his town where he's back at now?
I think it's going to happen right outside of his town.
Okay. So then there's no chance of us getting back together then, right?
I'm not seeing it because I think that this guy's going to be in jail for a few years.
Okay.
May I ask you a question? What's Texas got to do with this man? What is this, the town of Texas or the place of Texas that got to this fellow?
I have no clue.
Okay, the area of Texas is going to come up, and it relates to an investigation of someone gone missing.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, as far as I know, I don't think he knows anybody in Texas. I mean, I do, because that's where I was going to go. I was going to go there and be with my sister, but...
Okay, so this relates to you then. You say you didn't know anybody in Texas. You just finished saying you're going to see somebody in Texas.
No, he didn't. He don't know anybody.
Okay, but you do.
Yeah, I do. That's
okay,
where my sister lives.
I'm asking this question. Is there a young child that went missing that there was a case that was never resolved?
I have no idea.
Okay. I feel that for some reason someone in the family will be involved by helping to solve a crime
okay.
of a child gone missing, and I feel it relates to Texas.
Okay.
And I was just shown that vision just now, so I thought I'd share that with you. You'll probably hear about that down the road.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
And it has nothing to do with your family. It's someone else's family on the outside, but it's more like one of you, either you or your sister, will be able to help by being of a witness or telling the story by some reason. Your sister may know something about it more than you would.
Yeah, because she lives in Texas, so...
Yeah.
She'd probably be the one to do that.
Okay.
Okay. Alrighty, so then they will get him within the next week or so.
And that's what it seems like. That's what's coming. And if it's not... If it doesn't happen, like, within a week,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to be very far from that, just... maybe a day or so.
Okay.
Myself, I'll give you a bit of a confirmation. I asked about this man.
Uh-huh.
I'm seeing handcuffs being put on him, and I'm seeing him behind bars.
So, yes, it will eventually will happen. He will go that direction.
Okay, and like I said, do you see how long he's going to get?
There's someone right now out there who's an undercover police officer that will find him.
Well, see, when he was here, the police officers already went to, like, his baby mama's house and stuff and wanted to know if anybody knew where he was, but nobody wouldn't tell. Of course, nobody knew he was here either, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, he told me he wanted to come and see me before he went to turn himself in, so I said, okay, cool, you know, I'll give you that benefit of the doubt. Then he said, well, he's going to go back and turn himself in, and he hasn't yet turned himself in.
Yeah, he will be caught, and he will be by an undercover police officer.
Oh, wow.
I'm seeing a badge above the man's, above your husband's. That means that there will be someone undercover that will snag him.
Do you see how they're going to snag him? I mean, is he going to get in more trouble, or?
I'm actually seeing it like a nightclub or a bar type of thing. Where?
Oh, my God, yes, because he's a musician. He plays drums.
Yeah, yeah. And someone is playing pool or is connected to the pool table that will recognize him.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Okay, real quick, do you all see him trying to call me, like, here recently?
I'm not really picking up anything on that, Derek, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
No, it's been a few days since he's actually been trying to find you.
Well, it's been a few days since I've talked to him. He called me a couple of days ago, but that was it.
That's what I said. It's been a few days since he tried to call you.
Yeah. So I'm just beginning to
The only time you'll ever hear from him again is when he's behind bars and he'll say, come and get me.
Okay. All righty then, and thanks a lot, you guys, and you have a good night.
You're most welcome. Wow. Good one.
Yeah.
Or me. Yeah. Now, John.
Yes.
We never did get into the paranormal work, but we actually did talk about the most scariest one that bothered you the most. What would be the most scariest that you've done?
Probably this house in Pennsylvania here when we were taping the little television series that we were trying to get on network.
Yeah.
There was just a lot of stuff going on, and there was no denying that the place was haunted. The meters were going crazy. You know, people, we actually had a cameraman quit in the middle of the shoot.
Wow.
We were like, okay, let's go take a 5-minute cigarette break. And he's like, okay, okay. I had to stop him from walking out of the top floor.
He was so afraid.
He was going to walk out of the door on the second floor where there's no porch anymore, and he would have fell and hurt himself.
Wow.
So we got him outside, smoked a cigarette, and he's like, I'm not going back in there anymore. Somebody can take my camera. I can't do it. I quit.
We have another caller calling in.
Yes. Hi, Derek. It's Gail from Winnipeg.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. I just have a question for you. My grandson's been telling us about a dark man in his room.
Yeah.
Can you tell me who this is?
Well, let's try a test. John?
What I'm picking up on this, and this is actually my specialty when it comes to paranormal, like, investigations and such. I believe that he's actually seeing a shadow. I do believe it's of the human type, though, and definitely male. I don't see that it's scaring him, like terrifying him.
Not anymore, they aren't.
Yeah.
They used to scare him quite a bit.
Yeah, he's nervous now whenever they get around.
Well, last week when he was told to go to bed, he said he didn't want to because there was a dark man in his room.
A quick remedy for that, is that way he doesn't see the dark man, is have a light on in the room with him.
Well, we usually have the hallway light on, but he also talks about that there's dark ghost and white ghost in the hallway.
So he's still seeing them with the lights on?
Oh, wow. I don't know. But this is just what's been happening again lately. Been doing this has been going on for a while.
Yeah, and right now is the time of year where people that are sensitive to these types of things start seeing a lot more because the veils between the worlds start becoming a lot thinner.
Okay.
I still have a week yet to drive. After that, you know, my fiance usually sits behind the wheel because it's kind of embarrassing going down the road slamming on the brakes every 5 seconds because you see something cross out in front of you. I believe this child is a budding medium, and they may see that because mediums put off a different light than
right.
most people do,
mm-hmm.
and these entities are normally attracted to that, like a moth to a flame almost.
So just really nothing to worry about then. They're not going to hurt them.
No, I don't feel that. I feel that they're trying to, like, when I was in Winnipeg and I was doing a platform work in the spiritualist church, I remember seeing a shadow, a figure of a shadow stand behind this one woman who was holding a baby in her arms. She was rocking the baby. And as she was rocking the baby, he was rocking, standing behind her, he was rocking with her. And then he would stop and hesitate and rock the opposite direction while she's rocking side to side. So it's they like to imitate, not to hurt. Shadow people don't really hurt you. They're curious, and children are so susceptible to recognizing shadows or any type of spirit because they're so open about it.
Right.
I would let him know not to be afraid. I don't feel.
I do tell him not to be afraid.
Yeah, I don't feel like he'll ever hurt him. But he's so open to the spirits because of you. Not a negative thing, it's a good thing, but it will come to the point where he'll start even noticing more, so just encourage him.
Well, we put our dog down in February, and we never told him. We told him that he's gone to the farm, and he had mentioned it in the summertime that he sees the dog as a ghost on his bed.
Then
well,
it's
he told
to
me,
be honest.
I told him, do you pat him? And he said, no, him invisible, can't pat him.
Yeah, your best off to do is to just to let him know the truth. That his dog has passed and he's moved on. That's why he's starting to see him more.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Yep.
Yeah, and please just let him know that it's okay to be different.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very tough thing.
I do. I let him know. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Night.
Take care.
Night.
Yeah, these things do happen. We do see shadow people. Now, you see shadows, you get, like, your confrontation or having to meet a shadow person, do you find one like that in that location where your camera guy got really scared?
Yeah, actually there were multiple shadows walking around the premises. He was just getting pretty freaked out by all of the activity. Because you have to understand, he was the guy that had the whole pack on his waist that was controlling everybody's lab mics. And
okay.
All the stuff that he started hearing was coming out of my mic and other people's mics. And he had these headphones on that was just blasting the sound into his ears. That way he can control it while he's holding the camera. And he was very good at his job. And went for a outside, man. He was just shaking. He said, "You guys had no idea of the stuff I heard." And stuff wasn't actually the word that he used, but I figured this is radio and I can't use it.
Yeah.
You know, he was hearing growling. You know, get out. Some of the stuff actually did come across onto tape when we were going through the footage. But it was pretty freaky for him. Whenever I get into a situation like that, I become like this protector. And it's like, okay, I'm not going to let you guys harm anybody here.
Yeah.
Especially when the entities are going, some of the entities are going to be, like, negative.
Yeah.
But then again, we were trespassing on their place. Yeah, you know, so you can't really say that they were all totally negative. But there was this one there was this one there that definitely made himself known. And he wanted us out there, out of that place with a vengeance. You know, he followed us from the top to the bottom into the basement, and it was scary for everybody there. I'm kind of used to places, going into places and getting, you know, these feelings of the negative energies and seeing a lot of these negative types of shadows also there. But this made me really nervous for everybody else, because I didn't know what this entity was capable of.
Well, now you somehow pulled it through. Now, let everybody else know out there that you actually have a website. It's actually www.marongemirage.com. Folks, go out there and check John's site, and he can give you some information about what his tours are, what he's been doing lately, and what he'll be doing in the near future. John, it's been great having you on.
Thanks for having me on.
Such little time to fit in, but I want to get you back here again. Would you like to come back?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Great. So, folks, it's been great having you listening to the show. This is Derek White, Sky Cloud. You listen to Between Two Worlds. You are seeing us on Ustream.tv. We're going through a little bit of a glitch, and we're starting to get a little more straightened out. And eventually it'll get better and better all the time. We're still working on these little things. And so, anyways, next week, we have on our show, which is, hang on, who we got here coming up? It's me. But in 2 weeks from now, we are going to have another group of guys by the name of Chris Booth. Those of you out there who do not know Chris, they've actually have done Sci-Fi Channel programs. They've actually on for Sci-Fi, and they've actually done the Children of the Grave as well as Spooked. You can go to their website too, spooked.com. Anyways, folks, it's been a great talking to you, and look forward to having to hear from you folks, and give us your opinion, see what you think of this show. And you can go to our website and give us a chat. Talk to you then. Take care, folks. Be safe out there. Take care. Bye.